How do you clean that up? And that Sebastian kid,
You know, can't take anything away from him or the quarterback, two tremendous athletes on that Fleming Island squad. And they're a team that's been in every game. I mean, it's not just because they're 0-3 in the district. We were, you know, as I say many times, we were nervous as a bunch of long-tailed cats in a room full of rocking chairs because they can do that. And they did that versus other people. So we knew they could do that. We knew they were capable. And obviously, we don't feel like that should have happened, but it did. So we got to figure out why. A lot of film watching will have to take place.
What was practice like this week, coming off that loss last week?
Practice was a little introspective. We knew it was senior week, and just making sure that we had our I's dotted and our T's crossed from a culture standpoint, how we're approaching the game. Did we approach the game versus Bartram like we should have? We were in the right mindset. Obviously not.
Great.
And so we really tried to focus on the mental aspect of the game this week.
And then, you know, three connections with Creed and Jaron. Just kind of what have you seen from those two all year long? Just the chemistry. And obviously they're two outstanding football players who are going to be playing on Saturdays next season.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty good. Thanks, Coach. It's pretty good when a kid, you know, he's only been here since June. You know, to get that chemistry, it usually takes a little while. And it's you know, it's picking up, you know, a look or a little signal. They're on the same page. You know, they're able to do things on the fly a little bit right now that they would have never been able to do game one. That's good because he's a, you know, a very valuable weapon.
How many seniors did you guys celebrate tonight?
19.
And then what's kind of the legacy of this group for you?
Well, it's, you know, it hits home for me because, you know, my own flesh and blood, third one that's come through. But, you know, these kids, this 19, we had a senior dinner last night. And,
where'd you guys go?
I'm going to give a plug for BTW.
All right,
they have a little adjacent room, and we were in there, and, you know, a little few tears. It's good. So, great group of kids. They deserve this victory, and they've worked hard all year.
And then last one for me, Bowles was a dramatic one for you guys last year. Obviously, that's who you guys have next. I'm not sure if there are their three losses are really good losses, but I mean, I don't know if they're as stout as they were last year, but just what are you looking forward to going up there to Jacksonville next week?
Well, their head coach and I, you know, are a lot alike in many ways. He runs a very, very good program. And Bowles, obviously, has been a good program for many, many decades. So we are expecting their best. It's the last game of the year. And I do not in any way, shape, or form think that they're not as good as they were last year. For the record.
For the record, you got it.
All right. Thanks, Ansel.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach.
So to have the game pretty close going into halftime, I mean, what was the mindset as well as the message of the team to extend the lead out here to get the win today?
Well, I mean, we knew that this team is very dangerous. They're a three-loss team, but their losses aren't bad. So we knew they, you know, they had a heartbeat. And we didn't we knew that if we gave them an inch, they'd take a mile, and they kind of did. It's just we were able to outscore them. None of us, this staff is not – We don't appreciate, we don't want to outscore people. That's not how we're built, but that's what happened tonight. And hats off to Coach Springs. He always puts together a great game plan, and that, you know, their running back and quarterback are phenomenal athletes. So, you know, it's not like they're no good. They're very good, you know, from an athletic standpoint.
Yeah, and their running back, four-star, actually committed to Florida State.
Yep.
So how much of a challenge was it for the defense, and how did they attack this challenge of going against the running back?
Well, the thing that he can do that most running backs can't do is he can stop right there on the hash, mm-hmm. and he can explode at a 90-degree angle and leave everybody. That's what makes him a four-star athlete. And we don't face a lot of four-star running backs. So when you face somebody like that, you have to be more aggressive than you think. You can't, if you stand there, he's going to run by you. So you just have to go. And some of the time we weren't going, we were watching, we were waiting, and it's too late at that point.
Talk about your seniors. I mean, it's senior night. Whittemore, Hamilton on the first touchdown, Boykin with the deflection in the end zone on their first possession.
Yeah.
Kelly with a touchdown. Yeah. On, you know,
Cam had two or three really big defenses, two PBOs and U's and a couple other really impressive deals. So he's come along. He's long. He's 6 foot. He's impressive out there on the edge. And I really like how his maturation is occurring there at the corner spot. We're going to need him moving forward. But really proud of the seniors, super duper. But, you know, it's kind of like it's great and everything. But, hey, we got to finish this season because they're, you know, they like senior night, but they'd rather win the season and you know, make a deep run.
Yeah, and I know you told your team, as much as you're happy with the win, you are disappointed tonight.
There was a little – you got to be careful of that because wins are tough to come by. So we are very thankful. No one's over there pouting right now. Everybody's fine. But, you know, in the back of our mind, we're aware that we just gave up 35 points and we probably should have. At least from our standpoint.
Yeah.
Coach Springs and his staff did a great job. Their athletes did a great job. So, you know, we just got to – We have to do a better job of defending people.
I forgot one.
Yep.
Weinhart.
Shush.
What have you seen from him development-wise this season?
Well, you know, he's playing in a position that is unique. Mm-hmm. It's an outside backer position that many times ends up playing in the interior of the defensive line. That's how our defense operates. And so, you know, it allows him some chances during the game to look more linebackerish, and when he does, he flashes some really impressive speed and everything. But he's also a very strong kid, a very capable kid, and fills some shoes that we need filled at this time.
And I mean, is
he's arguably, you know, one of our better players on this team.
Yeah, and you know, Colson North's a really hard guy to replace. You know, those shoes are huge. You know, just kind of where do you think he is? You know, and he's a junior, right?
Yeah. He's a little different, frankly, than Colson. Colson's a little bit more of a defensive end by stature. But they both tremendous players, and both of them are about as effective, you know, at this point in the season, eight games in.
You call that Bandit, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Coach, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Last year, we were talking about the all-time leading wide receiver in Alachua County history. Based on the numbers 2 years ago, I mean, Whittemore is just, he's what, 24 touchdowns now, I think, this year?
Yeah,
I mean, he's got to be getting up there pretty close from a quarterback standpoint.
Sneaking up on him.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, guys.